Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are making our way through the book of Mark right now, and we're at the very end of chapter 3 in the New Living Translation. We're in verses 31 through 35. It says this: Then Jesus' mother and brothers came to see him. They stood outside and sent word for him to come and talk with them. There was a crowd sitting around Jesus, and someone said, "Your mother and your brothers are outside asking for you." Jesus replied, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" Then he looked at those around him and said, "Look, these are my mother and brothers. Anyone who does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for another illustration here about family. And that some of us, and I know that this is my story, some of us came from a difficult background, and our family has changed. I know for me, my family really is the body of Christ. It's those who are following him, and those are the folks that have supported us and loved us and walked us through so much. And here, Jesus, you just simply say, yeah, the actuality of this is that the true family of Jesus, the actual mom, the brothers and sisters, they were all there. But Jesus, you said that we're all your brothers and sisters. And so thank you for inaugurating us into the family of God, for welcoming us into your presence, for giving us the privilege to be called brothers, sisters, and mothers and fathers in this new kind of kingdom that we're walking in. And Lord, this is also important for those of us who have lost family members because we've walked with you. And we've been misunderstood, or we're hurting because our family doesn't quite get why we want to follow you. It doesn't erase the pain, but it does help salve the wound a little bit to know that I have mothers and sisters and grandmothers and aunts and uncles in Christ who are discipling me and walking alongside me. And so, Lord, I pray for those who are longing to have that kind of mentorship in their life. They're longing to have someone just take them under their wing, to love them as a mother would, or love them as a father would, or an aunt or an uncle or cousin. Lord, I pray that you would provide these kinds of relationships in our lives, people who pour into us. But Lord, I also pray that you would help us to realize that if all we want is to be poured into, that there will be no one to pour into others. And so I pray you'd open our eyes to the people in our lives that we should pour into, that we should serve, sacrifice for, and love. Show us who to be a mother to, and who to be a daughter to, who to be a friend to, who to be a sister to, who to be a brother to. Lord, I pray for those who are fractured today by relationship. And as I prayed last fall about all those difficult relationships based on the seven deadly friendships, I know that someone today here is listening and they are crushed by a relationship. Someone they thought would never betray them who has betrayed them. Someone they thought was always going to be in their court, always on their side, always cheerleading for them. It's amazing to me to look back on my life and to see people that I thought for sure would always be in my life and that were like the closest people. And then something happened and everything blew up and things were so hard. And so I know it can like happen in a weird instant. But it also can happen over the years, especially with family members. So Lord, those who are broken today by relationship, I pray that you would speak life. I pray that you would set their feet upon a solid rock, give them hope for their future. Speak life, as I said, and also salve that wound, help that wound. Speak truth into their lives. Lord, I pray that for those of us who are still smarting from a difficult relationship, you give us a heart of forgiveness. Help us to let go of our bitterness about it. Help us to let go of our pain and to no longer be compelled by the past, but be wooed by the future. To let go of the past. I love what Oswald Chambers says: let the past sleep, but let it sleep on the bosom of Christ and go out into the irresistible future with him. Lord, we want to go out into that irresistible future with you. We don't want to be stymied by a broken relationship. And so I pray you just walk alongside us. You are the God of relationships. And we so desperately need your strength in the middle of our heartache. We love you and we need you. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a blessing to me. I'm so grateful that you listen every day. I am thankful for your heart and your perseverance and your tenacity. So I hope you have an amazing day.